USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company is saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continues to raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Democrats hold a seat in a special election.
In a special election Tuesday, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Morse, with multiple news organizations calling the race for Stansbury. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The race extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220 to 211, with four seats still vacant. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Donald Trump Jr. is accusing New York Attorney General Lolita James of leading a political persecution against her father, former President Donald Trump, with her office's investigation of the Trump Organization. James' office announced in May they were investigating the Trump Organization, although no mention of any specific crimes that were being investigated. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden announced on Tuesday he plans to narrow the wealth gap among minorities. Biden unveiling his plan on Tuesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he met with survivors of the city's 1921 race massacre. The massacre gaining attention in recent years after being an often overlooked instance of racism and violence. When it comes to the debate between equality and equity, former Oklahoma Republican Congressman T.W. Shannon tells Fox News,
equal opportunity does not mean equal outcomes. You know, we all come to this great country with different backgrounds. We come from different socioeconomic opportunities. But when you look at what's been proposed by the left, this idea of socialism, you know, you talk about closing the wealth gap. Well, the problem with closing the wealth gap the way the left wants to do it is they want to make everybody else poor, but that does nothing for the guy who's already poor. What we ought to do is try to break the chains of generational poverty, and the only way to do that is through capitalism. Capital is a coward. It will not flow, John, to a hostile environment. And unfortunately, President Biden is proposing corporate tax rates that are higher than even communist China. So if we really want to move the African-American community forward, like in places like in Greenwood, it starts with job opportunity. The best social program in the world is a good-paying job.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1935 when Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game, retires. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.